Well, earlier we were joined in the studio by Colm Brophy, Minister of State with Special Responsibility for Migration. And I asked him if the government and the Gardaí had lost the ability to keep minorities in Ireland safe on the streets.
Can I just start by obviously saying, along, and I think it's important to say it every time when one has an opportunity, to condemn absolutely and utterly these type of attacks. They are totally unacceptable. They don't represent, I believe, the ordinary people of Ireland and what they want to see for their country. And it is appalling that such attacks takes place on what has become a far more regular basis. So it is really important, and I think it is something that I want to see, that the new coming, incoming Garda Commissioner would very much prioritise dealing with this. We actually have seen a drop in serious crime, but in this particular area, we have seen a rise in the type of attacks. And I believe there are a range of things. I know that the Taoiseach is reaching out and he's meeting with the Federation of Indian Community and the Ireland India Council on Monday. And there has to be a series of engagements between government and community groups and organisations. But I also think there needs to be a policing response. And I think there needs to be a stronger policing response in this area. Because there's two aspects to these attacks which I think are very, very unacceptable. The first is the obvious, the attack itself. And the second then is the recording and videoing of it and the disseminating of that on social media. And there's a role that has to be dealt with there as well.
OK, but when you say that you want to see a stronger policing response, I mean, what we've heard from many of the people who have experienced these attacks is that they're carried out by young people, by teenagers in hoods. And what they tell us, and we spoke to one Indian man on this programme last week, is that they have no confidence that even if those people are caught, that they will be punished in any meaningful way.
Well, I think they will be punished in a meaningful way. We actually passed, and Helen McEntee brought through there in her final months as Justice Minister, the new hate crime, which became operational, legislation became operational in December of 24, which allows for increased sentences, specifically where hate crime is involved. And I think there is an onus on us. There's an onus not just on the policing response, though, as well, but there is an onus because I have talked and I have met with, a very brave man who was a victim of an attack on Wednesday morning, who's a chef, earning his living, just cycling into work, lives in my constituency. And I mean, the importance, he said, of his local community, both Irish and Indian, supported him fully. But we need, as communities, to come together. Now, I have launched as minister integration funds, which are specifically designed for community groups to target that. But we need to understand and have a better understanding that it's not acceptable in the Ireland of today. And it's not just a job for the Gardaí, it's a job for all of us collectively, okay, to say it's not acceptable to have these attacks taking place on people who are members of our community.
All right, but you said that part of the response must be a policing response. What does that actually mean then? What is it that you would like to see the new Garda Commissioner do about
this? Well, I would like to see, say, a progression on what I know is happening locally in Talla on Monday, where the Gardaí are reaching out to the Indian community leaders and they are having a meeting with them. But I also think we need to see a proactive response in the way in the past that we have tackled other issues around organised crime or whatever. We need to make it absolutely clear that this type of attack isn't acceptable, and on Garda Síochána Síochána need to make it absolutely clear that they will deploy the resources necessary to deal with it. Can I just, though, acknowledge that the Gardaí are doing excellent work in investigating the crimes that have taken place, and I know that they are, but we need to make sure that we are getting out a message out there very clearly that this type of crime is not acceptable and we must collectively work. And I, by the way, I want to go back just to mention again how important I think it is that we have involvement from social media companies in dealing with the additional problem, because part of this is the fact that lies are disseminated online and then on top of that, attacks are then filmed and disseminated online, which is again re-victimising somebody after they have been through what is a horrendous experience.
But that is something that the government would have full control over and could legislate if it wanted to. As you say, some of those attacks shared widely on social media, often used as a propaganda tool by members of the far right. So why then is no action being taken to stop that? Why are social media companies allowed to continue making money from every click on those videos of racist attacks and still the government doesn't stop them?
I know that the minister has been quite active on this, and I think the regulator as well
But nothing's happened. It hasn't been stopped.
There is a combined need, though, to look again and see how we can work with the social media companies to clamp down on this. I don't think it is acceptable that social media companies, some of them using ridiculous guises of free speech, etc., have not been willing to participate in a way that I believe they should to clamp down on this.
So what then is going to be done about that if they're not cooperating? What action is going to be taken?
Well, I think the first thing to do is to look to make sure that they will cooperate and to get a response, because we need to move quickly on this. But I do think it is really important that this type of content is dealt with by companies.
And if they don't, what are you going to do?
Well, I would prefer to see, my first course of action always is to try and get companies to participate and agree to participate, because that's the fastest way we can get a response.
In recent weeks, we have had the Minister for Justice taking a tougher line on migration, organising deportation flights for people who've been refused asylum. And Jim O'Callaghan told this programme that there are too many people coming to Ireland seeking international protection who are not entitled to it. When you have those actions and when you have language like that, does the government also have to bear some responsibility when groups who hate immigrants feel emboldened then to cause harm to them because they know that the government is also taking a tougher line on immigration?
No, and I think that's actually quite wrong to even say that, because what I have since I became Migration Minister and what Minister O'Callaghan since he became Justice Minister had, we've advocated quite clearly that what we believe is necessary is to have a firm, fair and effective system when it comes to dealing with applicants for international protection. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing unfair about that. That is actually just acknowledging what should be the situation, where that if somebody comes in and they have a right to claim international protection, and if that right is upheld and they're adjudicated that they're given a decision, and under legislation which we'll be bringing forward in the autumn, that decision will take place within 12 weeks. But there is also nothing wrong with saying also that if somebody is not entitled to international protection and they have come into the country, they will be asked to leave. And that is where deportation comes in. Remember,
Do you not see any link between tougher language, a crackdown on immigration, and then this rise in attacks by people who feel emboldened because they know that the government is also taking a tougher line against immigrants to this country?
I think that in itself is unacceptable language to me, because what you're basically saying there is that governments or senior politicians of any party, whether they're opposition or government, who want to see a system that is a firm, fair and effective system for dealing with inward migration are somehow or other can be blamed for the actions of people who I believe are extremist, violent thugs who are quite capable of stoking up their own lies and their own violence and will do so regardless of what is said by people. It is really important to remember that both myself and Minister Callaghan of the Taoiseach were all quite clear. Ireland is a modern country now. It's an integrated country. We have people who are here in their thousands, who work in our health services, who pay our taxes, who are a central part of modern Ireland. And we welcome that. And we believe that is part of what makes Ireland stronger and better as a country.
Can I ask you about a story in the Sunday Independent today, which says that the government is considering charging asylum seekers up to €238 per week to pay for their accommodation in international protection centres. Can you confirm if that is the case?
What I can say is this very clearly, is that when I became Migration Minister, I made an absolute commitment that as part of my firm, fair and effective system for dealing with migration, that I believe it is fair that people will be asked to contribute if they are here longer than 6 months, have an entitlement to work and are still going through the process of the IPAS system. So I will be bringing forward proposals in September to the sub-cabinet committee meeting that looks at this to advocate for that. And I think that is absolutely fair. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
And have the rates been agreed, that figure of €238 per week for people perhaps earning on the higher end of the wage scale? Is that what you have in mind?
What we haven't done yet is agreed rates. I believe the story you're quoting is using a document which was actually prepared for the previous government, but I am looking quite clearly at a system that I believe will be fair, and as part of my overall view on this, which is that we must reduce the number of people who are in the international protection system, and when they're going through it, there must be a firm, fair and effective system for dealing with them, and part of that is asking them to make a contribution.
And you say you're bringing those proposals to Cabinet from September. When do you expect to see them implemented then?
I want to see this as a priority for government. I think this is something that's very important. So when I bring the proposals, I would like to see that we get to implementing them very quickly.
That was Colin Brophy, Minister of State with Special Responsibility for Migration, speaking to me earlier.